Euradio présente European Soundbite, l'Europe du laboratoire à la classe.
Euradio presents Europe in a Soundbite.
Welcome to Europe in a Soundbite. Today we're going to talk about neutrality.
Is neutrality a simple lack of belligerence?
Opposed to non-belligerence, which is a state of affairs, rights and duties are involved in neutrality. The history of neutrality is one of a continuous effort to contain the depredations of war. This happens through the commitment to a balancing point between the belligerent party's right to make war and that of the neutral party to live in peace. This does not mean, however, that they can pursue these activities without being affected by the international context.
How did the idea of neutrality emerge?
The right to neutrality emerged from the 17th century in the context of growing maritime trade. Despite this, each conflict saw the birth of disputes between neutral and belligerent parties. The legal edifice of neutrality did not withstand the trials of the wars of the Revolution and the Empire. The belligerents' determination to reduce their enemies' external trade activity as much as possible gradually restricted the right of neutral parties. Yet, the period was rich in reflections on maritime law, and notably in contention with the United States, who demanded freedom of neutral trade in the name of the principles of European law.
How did the idea of neutrality integrate itself into the international system until the First World War?
The framework of neutrality was defined after 1850, favouring progress in international law. The big powers found themselves in an ambiguous position concerning their proclaimed neutrality. While not being belligerent, they were trying to limit the reach of such neutrality since they were at war. The promotion of neutrality in the 19th century equally rests on the pacifism and legal positivism that fed the hope of limiting the effects of war, as recognising the immunity of the Red Cross demonstrated.
Did the 20th century mark the end of neutrality?
The First World War was a harsh test for neutral parties between territorial invasions, maritime blockades, and underwater wars. After 1918, the very existence of neutrality was the object of a serious critical examination because it encompassed selfishness, indifference, and cynicism in the face of the world's disasters. Furthermore, collective security that governed the foundation of the Society of Nations in 1919 seriously limited the space for neutrality. The shape of the Second World War made it very difficult to observe the fundamental rights of neutrality, abstention and impartiality. From then on, the dissolution of the right for neutrality in the frame of reorganising international relations under the umbrella of the United Nations was hardly surprising. Since 1945, the multiplication of forms of confrontations and belligerence, the spread of trade and of international circulation makes it difficult to apply a law of neutrality that regulated an intermediary state between war and peace. Non-alignment, isolationism, the right to intervention, participation in international military operations, decrease of declarations of war, and conflicts with non-state actors have pushed Europe and the world into a period of post-neutrality, whose outlines are yet to be defined.
Today's Europe in a Soundbite on neutrality was created following the work of Eric Schnarkenberg. It was read and translated by Ellen Weaver. Find out more on www.ehne.fr.
C'était Europe in a Soundbite.
That was Europe in a Soundbite. You can catch the show every Monday at 10 to 6 on EU Radio.
À retrouver tous les lundis à 17h50 sur Euradio.